Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show, where anything goes. I bring the tea, which is typically my own tea, and you guys bring the crumpets. So this is part three of my summer. Summer is officially over. Woo! We are now in the autumn.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. And it has been an amazing, amazing summer for myself. A lot of things are happening, as my good friend Dolores would say. By the way, since I brought her up, she has her own podcast show, which is I Am Good Enough. Please subscribe to her channel and listen to her episodes. They are bomb. So, anyway, it has been a fantastic summer. A lot of things are happening. I just got introduced to several new platforms where I can monetize and make some capital. You know, I love capital. I love a steady cash flow. I am also reading another book by Robert Kiyosaki. This particular book is Cashflow Quadrant, and it is a very excellent book. I have his Rich Dad Poor Dad book already, and I got through that, and I'm getting through Cashflow Quadrant, as well as reading a book by Jen Sincero called You Are a Badass. Ooh, she trademarked that. I like that. You go, girl. I need to find something to trademark. I also have another book by, I can't think of the author's name offhand because I don't have the book in hand. But yeah, so I've been reading this summer. Also, I tried out for the Apollo this past Saturday. And my number, my audition number is 222, which showed me that I was in perfect alignment, right at the right place where I needed to be at the right time. And I just really thoroughly enjoyed. I was very busy, not so much with producing, but with just working. And I am certain that these fall months are going to bring in a harvest of the work that I've done this summer. And then the winter, I'll be able to kind of regroup, rejuvenate, and then bounce back out in the spring, you know, with more work and just staying in tune and harmony with nature and, you know, moving forward. So I have a trip planned. I'm going to see my bestie in like a week and some change. Woo! I'm getting on the plane. I'm a little nervous. Not really. I like the plane a lot, to tell you the truth. I remember my first experience, and yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I know this experience is going to be awesome too. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, so this is my, actually, your first time hearing this, but this is my third time going into part three of my summer. And the other recordings, I guess it just was not meant for me to share because they literally disappeared into cyberspace.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
This is for you?
Yes, it is.
650.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Yep. So I, you know that I get on here spontaneously. This is another spontaneous recording, so you're going to hear me in the background because I am at my day job. However, I'm going to take a little break, and I'll get right back on in a few. Ooh, I'm back, guys. That was delightful. I had some yummy Chinese food from a local place. It is called, ironically, Taste Good Restaurant, Authentic Chinese Cuisine. They're located 18 West 25th Street, New York, New York, zip code 10010. And if you want fast, free delivery, The minimum is only $6. Whoa. They're open 7 days a week, and their phone number is 212-741-3223. Again, that is 212-741-3223. They're good, guys. Trust me. Their rice is not even yellow, which I admire. Like, they literally fry white rice, which I like. And they put vegetables in there, all type of vegetable, peas and carrots and cabbage, and you get a full course meal just with their rice, which is pretty good. And then if you want to add protein, of course, you can get something like shrimp or chicken. I tend to get the shrimp quite often. They're very good. They pack it full of shrimp. You ever order rice at like shrimp fried rice and it's like 5 shrimp in the whole thing? And you'd be like, what the heck? Like, this is rice with a few shrimp, not shrimp fried rice. Anyway, I was on the verge of hangry earlier. So anyway, I'm back, guys. And again, I just want to say that this summer has been fantabulous. Oh, I just had an epiphany really quick. So anyway, I hope all of you guys are enjoying your summer or have enjoyed your summer. I want to know what you guys did this summer, what you got planned for the fall, what growth have you seen within yourself. I've definitely seen much more discipline and much more tenacity in myself this year, and much more just self-love. Self-love is a huge thing, and it has definitely blossomed, definitely grown, and definitely like amplified to just this amazing place where the closest to me, which is my son, I had to decide, hey, you got your path and I love you, but I'm not going to allow you to dump your trash onto me anymore. So be well, travel safe, but I have to love myself enough to say enough is enough. And it was very challenging for me to come to that point, because instinctively the mom in me wanted to keep on, but I had to realize he's 20 now, you know, he's not 2, he's not 3, and whatever setbacks he has imposed upon himself through his recreational use of illegal substances, that is something that he has to deal with. You know, he has the tools, he knows the right thing, and it's just a matter of time. You know, everybody has to go through different things. One guy who certainly inspires me is Michael Beckwith, and I might be saying his name wrong, so let me look at it, because I just saw a quote by him and it made me think of my son. Yes, his name is Michael Beckwith. He's a reverend now, and he used to be out there too with those illegal substances, and now he is completely whole. So it's up to each individual when they make that transformation into realizing who they really are and being true to who they really are. So it's an amazing, amazing thing to know that other people have been victorious on that journey, and I know that I am to celebrate my son's victory on that journey as well too. So as you guys know, I am multitasking. I am at my day job, so you're gonna hear people in the background because they're exiting the building or entering the building. They may speak, they may not speak, but I just wanted to get back up there and say that. Back up here, back up there. Where's there at? It's here that I am, not there. I'm here with you guys, with my wonderful listeners. I'm going to close it off. You know, this is not going to be a long one. This is going to be a very short podcast. And I am looking forward to scheduling at least weekly podcasts, because I definitely got something to say about this rapper that they are clowning, because he is on the stage spilling all the tea. Like, he didn't spill the tea, a whole gallon of tea, gallons of tea, and I'm like, whoa, where I come from, snitches get stitches, and he trying to be like Frankenstein. completely put back together because he threw in way too much. He has a lot of faith in freaking the government. Like, where is he gonna go? Maybe they paid him. Maybe they made a deal where they paid him. And this podcast is not even supposed to be about him. It's supposed to be about my summer. So you know what? I'm gonna stop right there. You want to hear more of my thoughts on Tekashi 69? Then stay tuned for my next podcast, people. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, this is a conversation. I want you guys to give me your feedback on what you think about my podcast. And, you know, how you feeling, period. Share with me what your summer has been like. I listen to my messages. I just want you to know. So when you finish listening to this, you have the option to send me a message. So please do so, because as you see, people like to send me messages. You hear them coming in, right? You hear that little sound? Those are the messages coming in. All right. Take care and be well, guys. Love you all.